Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida, from Bayan Bartak. Today's episode is about a cold shower is good for your body. Taking a cold shower is not a good way to start a day, but many people continue to do that because they think that it has many physical and mental benefits. Cold showers were for health reasons in early 19th century when doctors designed them for the mentally ill people. By the mid-19th century, the Victorians understood that a shower could have other uses, such as washing people, especially under warm water. So, at first, taking a shower was an unpleasant experience because it used to take an hour and a half. But then it became pleasant since it took about 5 minutes. Cold water activates the sympathetic nervous system, the part of the nervous system that controls the fight or flight response, which is an automatic physical reaction when something happens in dangerous, stressful, and frightening situations. When the system is activated by taking a cold shower, for example, the rate of your noradrenaline hormone increases. This is the main reason that your heart rate and blood pressure increase when you are under a cold shower, which is connected to health improvement. Taking a cold shower also improves circulation. When people go under cold water, their flow of blood towards the skin lessens. When people are not under cold water anymore, the body should warm itself, so flow of the blood increases towards the skin. Some scientists think that this could improve circulation. One study about being under cold water showed that after 4 weeks, the flow of blood towards and from muscles becomes better. Also, a cold shower can help you to lose weight. One study says being under cold water, which is 14 degrees, makes your metabolism to work better by 350%. Metabolism is the process by which your body changes what you eat and drink into energy. More metabolism means more energy burnt. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!